Hi, Sarah here at St Albans Museum and Gallery again to continue our building tour. I'm standing on the grand staircase at the moment. This staircase was put in 1914. Before that, there was a much smaller staircase that took people from the ground floor up. But now we have this glorious sweeping staircase that can work amazingly well when you've got an event here, and which we use now as a portrait gallery to show off some of the well-known people of St Albans, past and present, St Albans and the district, I should say. We have people like Eric Morecambe and his connection to Harpenden. We have Jim Rodford of the Zombies, who I know a lot of people in St Albans remember very affectionately, well, not just in St Albans, worldwide. We've got Stephen Hawking, who is at school here, and several others. We are currently looking through all the suggestions that have come in for additional people, and we're hoping that when you come back into the building, we might have a couple of extras to add. At the top of the stairs is our St Albans On Demand Gallery. This is a space where people can request a specific object or a story or a group that they want us to celebrate, or where we can commemorate particular anniversaries. So before we closed for lockdown, we had a display of the Royal National Lifeboat Institute St Albans, because we've had a branch of the RNLI for 100 years, which is something I think that not many residents of St Albans know. But also we've had on display the Normandy Veterans Association of St Albans flag since the D-Day anniversary last year. We can, however, cross the landing gallery and come into the most glorious space in the building, in my opinion, the assembly room. You can probably hear my voice change as we come into this echoey space. The assembly room is, as it was when it opened, a space that can transform itself very quickly. It's a beautiful room with stucco plasterwork and wreaths and gilding and two beautiful fireplaces. But this room can be everything from a council meeting space or a lecture hall to an exhibition installation space to a party venue, a disco venue, a concert venue. Since we reopened, we've had weddings and bar mitzvahs and birthday parties. We had Liz West's incredible installation, Our Colour Reflection, which had these beautiful coloured discs which transformed the whole room and just made it look completely different. And then just before we closed, we had secondary schools in St Albans brought some of the work from their sixth form students, and we had a display of that. I hope some of you at home are sitting there thinking that you can think of events that might want to happen here. It's a space that people can hire to hold their own events. And also we've got a few plans coming up for things to do over the next year, hopefully when we can show it off again. But it has always been a changing space. And one of the things I've loved is being able to bring back some of its past functions. So we know in the late 1800s, there was a planetarium in here. And during our science exhibition last year, we were able to bring back an inflatable planetarium. And I just like to imagine those people who came in the 1800s and saw the representations of the planets, how amazed they would have been to have seen the more recent version showing man landing on the moon. So hopefully we'll be able to continue to do that, to bring back some of that past function and also to find new ways that we can use this room. Next week, I'm going to take you around the rest of the first floor along our glazed links. So I look forward to speaking to you then.